إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, we are looking at the lessons from Surah Al-Hujurat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yesterday what we saw was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that simply saying that you have faith is not sufficient. And Allah said that faith has not entered you. And Allah said, Qulu aslamna, but iman has not entered your qulub. And today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat is mentioning the qualities of the believers. Who is actually a believer? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Innamal mu'minuna alladhina amanu billahi wa rasulihi thumma lam yartabu. So this is the quality of the believer. The believer is Innamal mu'minuna alladhina amanu billahi wa rasulihi thumma lam yartabu wa jahadu bi amwalihim wa anfusihim fi sabilillah ulaika humus sadiqun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that only those are believers who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then did not doubt. Thumma lam yartabu, they did not have doubts after this. So therefore very important, as I keep saying, my 3-point rule, and that is settle this for yourself, decide for yourself, make sure that you get this clear in your mind. One is, does Allah exist? Do you really believe in Allah? Do you believe that Allah is there? Number two, no, just saying yes is not enough. If you say yes, what is the proof? So you have to, can we ask yourself this very maybe embarrassing question, but that's the actual reality. Do you really believe that Allah is there? Number two question is, do you believe that you will die? Do you seriously believe that you will die? And third question is, do you seriously believe that you will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment to answer? These three questions. Sound like a stupid question maybe, but it's a very, very sensible question. Because if you look at our lives, our life does not show that we believe that we will die. We live as if we will live forever. Our life does not show, does not demonstrate that we believe that we will be called before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Because if that is the case, how is it that we deliberately do something wrong? Knowing that Allah will call us on the day of judgment, how is it that we deliberately indulge in haram? How is it that we deliberately borrow on interest? How is it that we deliberately do things which we should not do? And then we claim that, I believe in the day of judgment. The ayah which I will recite for you, Allah did not, the Asbab al-Nuzul is not inshallah for the Muslims, but our behavior is closer to that than to the behavior of the believers of the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah said about the munafiqun, that these people, they say, we believe in Allah and we believe in the day of judgment, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying they are not Muslims, they are not the mu'minin. So are we like this? We have to ask ourselves this question. Because we are saying, all of us, I'm sure if I ask you individually, do you believe in Allah? You say yes. Do you believe on the day of judgment? Yes. But if you look at your life, if I look at my life, what is the proof? What is the evidence that I actually believe? If I actually believe, then will I still be living my life the way I'm living my life? This is a question to ask yourself. That's my three questions. Do you believe in Allah? Do you believe you will die? And do you believe that you will stand before Allah? That's what Allah is saying. These are the people who, they believe in Allah and they believe in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, meaning they follow him. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُ. And then they did not doubt. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, I always keep saying, Islam is not the name of a theology. Islam is not the name of a theory. Islam is the name of a practice. In Islam, there is no thought by itself. There is no, ideology or no principle by itself. Everything translates down into action. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is then saying, these are the people who jahidu fi sabilillahi bi amwalihim wa anfusihim. These are the people who struggle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their lives and with their wealth. So it's not enough to say, I believe in Allah, I believe in the day of judgment and so on, prove it. If you believe in Allah and if you believe in the day of judgment, then prove it. What is the proof? By working in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the essence of this deen of ours, alhamdulillah. It's not a deen of talk. It's not a deen of storytelling. It's not a deen of mythology. It's a deen of action. Islam has to be visible in our actions. That is the issue about Islam. But today we seem to be living in a world without the action. We talk about it, but there's no action. So seriously, we have to ask ourselves these questions and say, do we fit there? Do we fit into this thing? People who did not, who believed and then who did not doubt. Ajib, the Iman of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain. And that is the standard by which Allah will judge us. So if we have doubts, then it's very important for us to also clarify those doubts. Go and talk to somebody who can clarify the doubt for you. Make sure you get out of the doubts. Because shubuhat is a sign of the weakness of iman. So you may get doubts. I mean, nobody can prohibit it if, you know, Allah has given you a mind. But if you get a doubt, settle it for yourself. Make sure you go to talk to people who have knowledge. Settle the doubt. Because without settling that doubt, you cannot really live your religion. You can't live your thing. Because if you're not even sure, then how will you act and what will you do? And that is the beauty of certainty. If we do not have doubts, then life becomes very easy. Life becomes very easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ad-deenu yusra. The religion is easy. And one interpretation of religion is easy is that it's easy to practice. Right? It's easy to practice. But another interpretation of this is that the deen makes the whole of life easy. Because deen is a way of life. So it makes the whole of life easy. And how does it make it easy? By making the criterion of decision making very simple. Life generally gets complicated because we have so many different factors. You want to take a decision, you are thinking about this and this and this, and so it gets very complex. But with Islam, it simplifies everything. And what is the simplification? How does it simplify? Because in Islam, there is only one single point of criterion for decision making of any decision. What is that? Does it please Allah? Bas. Any decision, does it please Allah? If it pleases Allah, we do it. If it does not please Allah, we don't do it. If we don't know whether it pleases Allah or not, if it's a matter of doubt, you go and check with somebody. Go to somebody who has knowledge and say, I am planning to do this. Does this thing please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? So pleasing Allah and not pleasing Allah is not a matter of conjecture or some guesswork. There is, the Sharia is there, we look into that and we say, this action is halal, this action is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this other action is not halal, does not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, life becomes very easy. No need to get complicated and no need to get stressed out, life is very easy. But that happens only when we have yaqeen in the akhirah. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us, to fill our hearts with yaqeen and to make it possible for us to live this deen fully and completely as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to do. There is no piecemeal work, 100%. And we ask Allah to make it easy for us because this is the true form of easy. I mean, if it's easy in this world, then inshallah it will be easy when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.